Righto. Okay, let's start this thing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody. There's that Elsa Pocket's Pathwise that I got fired again. Good evening, everybody. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. It's episode 779 on the 7th of April, 2024. I am your host this evening. I am Robin. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland, and I am so happy to be here. I've just got a Kim, yep, and she's wearing proper clothing this week, and it's absolutely great to see, because I missed all the good stuff. But we do this every single week at around 8 o'clock UK time, 12 o'clock East Coast time, and 3 p.m. something such West Coast. I don't know, West Coast is 12, and the East Coast is 3 and 2, and Central, and stupid time changes. You go to see us on twitch.tv/OC podcast and YouTube, the same OC podcast. And we have a wonderful Discord, and the link will be in the notes for this video, I'm sure. Wow, that Discord thing's really taken off, Kim.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it? Isn't it just? Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody have a birthday?
Not that I know of, off the top of my head.
No, there's Colin, but we'll get to Colin at the end.
Colin,
sure.
Yeah.
Colin, so happy birthday, Colin. So just straight on to it. So it's just me and Kim tonight, and we're all Easter egged up. We've had our Easter eggs.
Yep.
We've celebrated so many things over Easter. It's been absolutely wonderful. I put a skirt on, and I was very, very happy. It was fantastic. Here we are. Greg is doing Greg things. He's away digging big holes to bury his wife in the back garden. He's doing that. Mark is going to the dentist. Because he tried to eat one of the cars that he tries to fix.
Something.
So that's it. Let's get stuck straight into it and have a chat.
Alrighty.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Kim, it's been so long since I've been around. I feel like a stranger. It feels really odd. Yeah, and that is totally my fault. And there's CP Matthew in the chat too. Totally my fault. So, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, lots of things. We have a sick horse to go along with our sick children. We have a sick horse. Don't know for sure if he ate something that didn't agree with his stomach or what, but for about 3 days he refused to eat. So. Anyway, you know, about 3 days, and he finally came out of the barn. I finally had to drag his ass out of the barn because he wouldn't come out of the barn. And he still won't eat feed, but he's eating a lot of grass and drinking water. So we think maybe he's on the uphill side of this thing, but, yeah.
So what sort of sicknesses do horses get? I mean, do they get the cold?
They get a lot of things. A lot of times they can mess with their stomach more than anything. And that's what we think happened to him. We either think he ate too much green grass too fast, or maybe there was something wrong with the horse feed and he's kind of soured on it. So, because he just absolutely refuses to eat the feed. So, unless it's been rained on about 3 times and dried out, then he'll eat it. So, I don't know. He's
very particular.
Cantankerous. Yeah, apparently.
Love it.
Yeah, so we were a little worried there for a while, and Dad was going to... run some mineral oil down him.
Hay fever,
yeah. It could be, and God knows. But, he seems to be doing all right. He's, like I said, still not eating the feed yet, but at least he's coming out and eating grass and things like that. So he looks better. So, and on top of that, like I said, we've had sick kids. Owen was sick last week with some sort of viral thing. He had a fever, runny nose, a little bit of a cough. And, of course, he was throwing up because, of course, the snot would drain down the back of his throat into his stomach, and that would make his stomach upset. Yeah, so, of course,
that's Jasmine all the way.
All right, so we had to deal with that with him last week, because I think I had him for like 3 days last week, and I couldn't go back to school because he was running a fever. So the fever breaks, and he's been without one for 24 hours. He can't go back to school. So then this week, my sister calls. She's developed pink eye, and now Anthony has got what Owen had last week. So I don't have to worry about watching them tomorrow, because between her pink eye and this viral thing that now both kids have had or have, she's like, I don't want you guys getting it. I'm like, well, that would be nice, considering we've gotten the flu and COVID and everything else from you guys. Yeah. So I'd rather not have pink eye and whatever it is Tony's got. So,
yeah, us kids, yeah. They're just little petri dishes of disease.
Oh, I know, right?
Just, yuck. Just yuck. I mean, yeah, Jasmine at the moment, we always knew she had some challenges, but
right.
That was healthy stuff. The stuff that's coming out now is she is... You're not listening, Jasmine, are you? You're a fucking nightmare at the moment. Her behavior is just atrocious. This is an ADHD, attention deficit, whatever, you know, it's there. And there's part of it's a normal five-year-old, but no just doesn't mean no. And it's...
Right.
And we go full blown tantrum at the smallest of things. It's just hard work right now.
I hear you. Tony's got ADHD and he's got to take medicine. And you can tell when he takes the medicine and you can tell when he hasn't had the medicine. It's two totally different kids. When he's not on the medicine, yep. I mean, he's hyper, he's talking all the time, yada, yada, yada. I mean, he wants to not necessarily get in fights, but he's good about mouthing you and telling you no. And he doesn't really do it around me much, but his mom's a different story. And he gets scatterbrained and he forgets if he's going to go do something, he forgets what it is. And then he comes back and he's like, what was I supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. So, when he is medicated and not, what is the term, activated or the term
right.
You call it. I mean, she's an absolute angel and sweet and lovely. Right. And then she turns into this fucking demon.
Yep, I totally get it.
And then we have the other foster kids in the house, of course, that are bouncing off her as well then. So then mm-hmm. they either copy the behavior or encourage the behavior or laugh at the behavior,
right.
Which makes it even more fun. And then if I shout at her, I get told off for shouting at her because I shouldn't be shouting at her because she just shouts back at me. And there's the ways to handle it and the special type of carrying and
I'm with you. I'm the shouter because usually when Anthony gets that way and I can tell he hasn't been on his medicine, then I start shouting at him because he starts picking on his brother or whatever. And yeah, so I get you.
Oh, so yeah, I've had that. And I've had a couple of days of that. And Judith is going away with her sisters on a shopping trip tomorrow. They're going to a place called Kildare, which is a beautiful village south of Dublin. So it's 180 miles away from here. So they're staying away overnight tomorrow night. I think they're shopping for wedding outfits for my niece's wedding in August. So they're going to stay away tomorrow night. So I now also have to do school runs, school pickups, homeworks, bedtimes, dinners.
Good
and
boy.
Probably she probably won't be home until late on Tuesday evening. And then my side of things just doesn't happen. I'll get a couple of hours in the morning. And anyway, that's the joys of it. So... Yeah. And what the heck? What is going on with the weather here at the moment? We had Storm Catherine last night. And the start of it started early. And I was working on my website and the power went off. And it wasn't on my laptop. I was on this machine here. And it just went... Phew, completely corrupted my WordPress. Completely.
Yep.
Couldn't get into my administration. And just a few days ago, I had been in touch with my host because I'm trying to activate the online shop and several other things and the upload of files. So people, you know, anyway, load of stuff. And I had spoke to my host earlier on the week and said, hey, guys, I've been to spend a month trying to decode this. Tell you what you do. Would you please just wipe my site completely? I'm going to start from scratch. I've saved as much as I can. I'm going to start from scratch. So I've spent the last 3 days up to 1 and 2 in the morning as soon as people go to bed or every minute that I've had to try and get this up, the bones of it built, all done, and I had it pretty much spot on yesterday afternoon. Oh, no. Starting to fill the content. Then the power went out, it corrupted, and I spent last night tearing my hair out. And until 4 o'clock today, and actually about 3:30, I'd sent an email or a ticket request off to my host to say, help me, I can't do this. And some of the stuff that I tried, which is, the problem was there's an admin section to the site, and the password was gone. It wouldn't accept my password. And to reset that, you needed to get into the administration part. There's no way to do it.
Right.
So the research that I'd done said, oh, you could do it if you went into your host and into the main root of the where it's stored on your host servers and go into the SQL database and look for this thing and put this in. And the password salted and I do W55 and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, boy.
And it was like disposing a bomb. You know, that game, you know, just every, because at that level, you're playing with stuff that mere mortals shouldn't touch. And it's been so long since I've played with that sort of stuff. And at 4:30 today, I got it back again. And all, thank God. So I've lost a complete day. Look at the hair. I've got no hair left. and just anyway, so it's been a mare. But trying to do that today with screamers.
Uh-huh.
At the side.
Right.
And, yeah, it's just, well.
Just, not happening.
Yeah. So I was working this on Saturday night, and Judith was out at the hen at our other friend's daughter's getting married as well in August. But her hen was it last night? What day is today? Friday? It's Friday night, I think. She went out on a hen to the spa that she's a member of. The whole crowd of them went there. And she said, oh, do you want Adrian to come over while we're at the spa? That's her friend's husband that we socialise with. And I went, no, no, thank you. No, kids to bed, me with laptop, peace and quiet, glass of wine, right. Go away. I need just quiet me time. Mm-hmm. I just turned into a grumpy old bastard. I really am. Really, really,
okay.
Really am. And Judith, to me today, I wasn't very nice. I was probably like a bear with a beaten head today. And she said something to me today. She says, Robin, you were less stressed when you were working. And just maybe. And I suppose it's because this is my baby and I want this right. And
right.
So, anyway, so she's going away. She's going shopping. I've got the next couple of days. I would say party, but no.
Right.
So I'm having a glass of wine tonight. So, bleh. Anything else, Kim? What else have you been doing? Looking at your calendars for a while?
Yeah, we need to do the calendar thing because, well, it is a new month. So, what? Yeah. We'll go with the cosplay calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Zane from Borderlands 3.
Okay.
Which is a Borderlands I have not played.
Right.
Should, it's good. Yeah, whatever. And then, I'll set you some on here. Well, we'll just hang on.
Show me some niggas.
And then for the cat and dude portion of the calendars, we have Mickey and Bob, and I have no idea which one is which. So,
I heard somebody this week saying, "My God, he looks like somebody from a fireman's calendar." I thought, "Oh God, that's Kim. There's Kim." Someone said, "There's one of the cats." Oh, it's gone. Yeah. Oh, the cat's peeing. No,
probably
it's pooing. Oh. Cat attack. Okay, well, thank you for the somewhat porn. That was kind of lovely. Anyway, so Storm Catherine is now passing. We were out of power until 1 o'clock in the morning, and then the power housed one half one, and then the power all came on. I'd switched off everything I could, but of course things came on and woke up all the kids, and they thought it was morning.
Right.
I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Anyway, okay. I don't know if there was a question in Discord or not.
There was. I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay, what's the question?
All right, we'll scroll. Yeah, I put it in the show notes already. From CP Matthew, we have describe the ideal side quest.
Oh.
Hmm.
there was some of this. I mean, were you caught? I mean, so were they side quests? I think some of the stuff that I found in Fallout, Fallout
right.
3, you know, there was the bit with the island, but they were almost like DLCs. Well, you couldn't really call those side quests. But even some of the stuff in Fallout, where you know, you came across a little bit of a story, and it started off, you thought it was something simple, and it turns into this big 1 hour long story arc,
right.
And you come out of it smiling, right. Going, wow, if I hadn't done that thing there, you know, the nice surprise side quest, right. I suppose, is the thing where some tiny little thing opens up to a big thing. I think there was stuff in Skyrim as well.
Right, yep.
And even some of the stuff in Red Dead Redemption as well. You were off. Some of them was fetch questy stuff, but some of them got really interesting and clever. So if it's interesting and clever and completely a surprise to you, I think that's the ideal, isn't it?
Right. As long as they're not escort missions, I'm pretty well good with any side quest, as long as it's not an escort mission where the thing or person or whatever you're escorting has to stay alive.
Oh, the NPC has to be alive, yeah. You stupid thing, you get over here now. No, not there. Yeah, I'm here.
Right, and they end up wandering off somewhere and then getting shot, and then you've got to start the whole fucking thing over again because they've wandered off like an idiot. So, yeah, anything but an escort mission, and I'm good with it, so.
Yeah. I think even for Red Dead and stuff like that there, you almost do your own thing. I mean, the first Red Dead I played, I didn't play the second one fully. I know that's a shame and disgrace. But even in the first one, I just would got on the horse and went riding.
Yep.
Just exploring.
Looking around, opening the map. Just seeing what you can see. Yep.
Make your own side quest. Make your own adventure books.
Pretty much. Yep.
Whatever happened to those make your own adventure
books? I don't know, but I liked reading those when I was a kid. Hell, I'd read them now as an adult. So
go to page 30, go to page 3.
Right.
Kids have lost all sense of discovery. It's all instant gratification stuff. It really is. You know, your TikTok and even YouTube videos, stuff like that. There is no... Yeah, but I've got one. Well, Corey, who's coming 16, is a great reader and reads lots and lots of books. He's a real bookworm that way. But there's very few kids, I think, are like that just now.
Right. Yeah, because I know Anthony is. It kind of blows me out because I like to read, but Anthony doesn't. So I buy him books, but he doesn't read them. I end up reading them. That's the problem. So I've learned to accept it. He will play video games with me, so I guess that's something.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to read.
Well, so. I mean, they say, what is the video games? Is the new Lego and all of that sort of stuff? I don't know if that's
right
or not. But I mean, how many kids live for Lego? It's adults that live for Lego now.
Yeah.
Who played with Legos as their kids?
Yeah, because Tony used to play a lot with the Legos, but not since he's now Owen will, but Anthony won't.
It's hard to find that we played, Lego and Meccano, and we had Skillextric or Slot Car, and all that sort of stuff, and train sets and building trains and the imagination that you had there. But now, I just use my VR headset and. Is it good or is it bad? Or I'm just a grumpy old bastard. Yes, grumpy old.
Yeah, you and me both, because I get the same way sometimes.
Yeah.
Or like when you send them outside, now they come back in, they're like, well, we don't know what to do. Well, when I was a kid, we went outside, we found things to do. So, but they don't do that now. You've got to give them something to do. Otherwise, they'll just stand out there watching TikTok.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how to play. That's the problem.
Right.
They're so sociable. Yeah, we're funny. We've got one of our foster kids at the moment. And she says she's 15. She says, I'm a social butterfly. She came back with all her friends. I really am. I'm a social butterfly. But she goes to her room and stays in there. And she won't, when we have our friends or we have the relations and cousins all over, she doesn't come down to have dinner with us. She doesn't. She'll come in and grab something and take it away. Now, we're not forcing her because she's not with us long term. But, the social butterfly thing, it just isn't there. It's just, and she'll spend all day on the phone and, I said that at bedtime, we don't allow any of the kids that are under 18 to have phones in the room.
Right.
So it comes anyway. I'm just grumpy. And the proof's in the pudding because Christopher Matthew is building a Lego Batwing as we speak.
Cool.
I love Lego.
Right.
It was cool. It really was. Yeah. Because I would get stuff for Christmas and you would build it. I think 3 or 4 in the morning, blah, 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 and your mum and dad would come down, it would be all built. But then you start, and I had the most fun I had was with that technical Lego. So that's with the cogs and the wheels and the elastic bands and the motors. And you would make these big, long things, maybe they're like 2 feet long, and it didn't really do anything. You just turned on all the cogs, would turn all the way along it. And, you know, that was class. Just make it your own imagination.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant. Love that. Anyway, so there you go. Perfect side quest. A surprise. Something nice that that you don't have to follow an NCP about NPC.
Right.
On player card. NCP? What's NCP? That's from flipping. What is that movie? RoboCop.
Yep.
Anyway, free games of sort for April. Do we have any?
Yeah. We have a few. Let me get over there and I'll tell you all about them. Because there's a few. Alrighty, for your PlayStation Plus for April, we have Immortals of Avium for the PS5. Minecraft 11.
What's that? What is Minecraft Legends? Is that the one we played, the adventure game, the top-down thingy?
I don't think so. This is a little different. But it's kind of the same thing from what I gather. I actually played it, but from the video, that's what it looks like a little bit. So anyway, Minecraft Legends for the PS5 and 4, and Skull, the Hero Slayer for PS4.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. Your Amazon Prime games for April, we have Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Game of the Year Edition Deluxe.
Very good.
Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Naperville, which I highly recommend. I like Plants vs. Zombies. Monkey Island 2 Special Edition LeChuck's Revenge.
Never give no
Nanotel, a Typing Chronicles. Oh boy, sounds like you're going to be a secretary in that one.
May have been in this typing tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Guild of Ascension. Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. Bad Turnip Boy. Bad. Galaxy of Pen and Paper. And then we have House of 1,000 Doors, Family Secrets. That's a lot of doors. Well, apparently a lot of family secrets, I guess. And then for Epic for this month, from the 4th to the 11th, we have The Outer Worlds, Spacer's Choice Edition. And then we have Thief. Hmm. And then April 11th through the 18th, we have Ghost Runner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free stuff that's not free stuff.
Yeah.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Well, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty Horde Point is back.
Yep, I played a hell of a bunch of it this weekend. I don't know how long it's back for, but we played the hell out of it. So, me and Boomer, that is, of course. So, we played a lot of Horde Point. That is Hard Point with zombies. So not only do you have to worry about the opposing team and getting the Hard Point, but there's also zombies and mimics and hellhounds thrown into the mix. It's really nice. Unfortunately, a lot of people play it like Deathmatch with zombies. So usually me and Boomer do pretty well capturing the Hard Points and staying on them. And usually our team ends up winning. Usually because of us. But anyway.
You're just so good. You're the most valuable player.
I don't know. There was a couple of rounds in there that neither one of us got a kill, but we still won, so... But then we were the only two idiots that sat on the hard point like you're supposed to. So, there you go. And I played something new that is on Game Pass. Well, it's not... Well, it's new for me, but I think it's been on Game Pass for a while, and that is Broforce.
It's
by... Devolver Digital. And it's cool. It's a little side-scrolling, run-and-gun, platforming sort of thing. And the fun thing about it is you get to be Chuck Norris, you get to be Blade, you get to be John McClane, but they're all got bro, and they're like, it's Rambro. It's not Rambo, it's Rambro. And I don't know. It's cute. I like it. It's like, it's kind of like Brotato. You know, you play it for 15, 20 minutes or whatever, and you can set it back down and come back to it later. So,
where are you playing that? Are you playing that on your handheld?
Yes, I actually, I'm streaming it from my Xbox onto my handheld, and I can sit on the couch, watch TV, and play Broforce, and it's nice. So, if you haven't played Broforce, it's free on Game Pass. Like I said, I like
it. Is that your Steam Deck you stream it to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That works really well. I haven't seen my Steam Deck in 6 months because my son...
I'm sorry.
My son... yeah, well, I have. I'll see it soon, the way it's coming off. when you look down, you can't see that. You know, you're too heavy. No, my eldest son has it, and he takes it with him when he's on his 24-hour shifts and...
Right.
Oh, it's lost to me.
I love mine. I'll never give it up. So,
Well, for me, the season 13 of Low Fuel Motorsport ended season 13, right. And I was fourth overall in that championship. I was aiming for top 50, top 10 at best.
Nice.
And we ended up just a gusset's width away from third place, the podium. So, one. Anyway, so we went fantastic result. Out of 2,000 people in my division, that's really, really good. The big stuff that we've been playing over the last week is the Green Hell, which is in Germany. It's at the Nürburgring, the circuit that I was at last year. And attached to the GP circuit is this old track called the Nordschleife. And a lap takes about 8.5 minutes. So it's a very, very long track. And where you take most tracks or a lap is 2 minutes. So, you know, big, big, big track. And it is absolutely beautiful. It's in the forests. It's gorgeous. And I've seen people doing comparisons in real life and to this. And they've done it with other sims that are out there. And these are real racing driver guys that have been doing this. And it is freakishly correct. Lampposts, graffiti on the roads, curb angles, everything. They've replicated this perfectly. And just finishing this afternoon, I wasn't part of it because of life, but they had their first 24-hour race there, and a lot of the guys that I knew were doing that 24-hour race, and that was at night time in the wet through the forest, and there was like 100 cars in this race, and it looked absolutely fantastic. I had two streaming days through the week there, and I played this track, and it puts other stuff in. It shades it all, because the other stuff is great, but this is such a challenge.
Right.
So if you can imagine, if you're in a qualifying lap, you have to do a clean lap. That means not hit anything, not go off the track. So your lap is invalidated, which means you have to go round and start again. So if you invalidate your lap a minute and a half in, you've got 7 minutes before you could start again, which it's just a touch of head in. But it's absolutely fabulous. So they've had that was all launched in off week, and the new season starts tomorrow. So I will have to decide what I'm going to be doing for this next season there. As far as my own stuff is concerned, our Warrior Season 2 is going extremely well. We had our race at Suzuka in Japan this week. It was a wet race. It was great. It was really good. It was bad for me, but I had great fun at it anyway. And after the podcast tonight at 9:30, we're doing Bongo Roulette, which is three random races, 15 minutes apart, and it's a good fun night. We all have laughs and giggles and fun stuff like that there. So, that's going extremely well. One thing I just wanted to say, and I should have brought it up, our buddy Pete, I see he started to release videos again, Tiller in the Hun, or Tiller in the Hud, or Pete Chin.
Something like that, yeah.
Something in Tiller. His narrow boat videos on YouTube are starting to be released again. So if you were watching those stuff, go back to him. It's a weird life, but I don't fancy that. So they've only taken their boat out for the first time, and it's twice the length of the one they practiced in and learned in. And this thing is massive.
Right.
I mean, it must be, I don't know, 100 feet long, 120 feet long.
What did you say last night? Like 60 foot?
Oh, that's right. Maybe 60 foot. Sorry, I'm exaggerating. Again,
just a little bit, but
I do that a lot. I do that a lot. So the girls say, but it's about the girth. I think, yes, that's right. It was 60 odd feet, and the one that they were practicing was only about 30.
Right.
So I think it was a real shock to the system when they were bringing that out. But, you know, they have the wee fire lit. They're looking cozy. The dogs are frightened of getting on and off the boat. They won't go across the gangplank. But I think they'll get there. And what a life change for them. Again,
right.
Massive life changes for him. Now, I don't know if they would have done this or not, if they had knew what was coming, but
right.
they're playing the cards that they've been dealt with. So give Pete's videos a watch on YouTube's. And if you can't find them, I'm sure we can let you know what that is.
They're pretty entertaining because I sat there last night and watched the last two that they put out. So
it's just nice watching. It's just normal people just chatting away and having a bit of a laugh, you know?
Yeah. And I can definitely see now why he took all the time off to get that thing fixed, because there was a lot for 60 foot. There was a lot to it. I can see that. You know.
It looks good.
It does. It looks really good.
You know, nice flooring and everything, and there's a nice shower in it and all the bits and pieces. Right. And
yeah, after he showed us pictures of it, after he tore everything out to fix it all again, and now they've got it all back together.
He learned so much. Okay, let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so not that far away. We're in April, but in early June, there's going to be an Xbox showcase. And what's really cool about this Xbox showcase is they've got the new Call of Duty. And more. Now, that's a change. This is the Activision acquisition.
Yep.
Activision acquisition. Because it would usually have been Sony would have had the first look at that. So that's different. And they're saying that the Xbox showcase may be a big one.
Oh. Ooh. No.
According to a new report, Microsoft will host a big summertime event this June featuring a number of game announcements and release date reveals, among other things. That you could have guessed that, really. That
was there, right?
Yeah. So The Verge reported that Microsoft, they're in the midst of planning its previously announced summer showcase, which the site said it will take place on Sunday, the 9th of June. And the event will reportedly include the announcement of next Gears of War game.
Nice.
We have more about that later. Additionally, it's rumored Microsoft will use the event to announce the release dates for the next Call of Duty game, as well as Avoid, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Just a tip. And Microsoft Flight Simulator. GameSpot has contacted Xbox for comment, and they said that the next Call of Duty game, which is said to be a Black Ops title, is reportedly going to take place, at least in part, during the Gulf War. The game will feature open-world missions, just like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, a report said. Another Xbox news, Windows Central report that the 26-year-old Microsoft veteran Karim Chaudhry is leaving the company amidst a reorganization that focuses in part on Microsoft's ambitious plans for AI. I'm not sure about AI. I'm really not.
Yeah, Karim. Right.
Chaudhry was known in recent times for spearheading Xbox's cloud gaming efforts, among other things. And the Xbox Summer Showcase on June the 9th puts it just after the Summer Games Fest big showcase on June the 7th. Additionally, Ubisoft's own summer event takes place on Monday the 10th of June, and it's expected that more game showcases will be announced in time ahead. Wouldn't it be great if they all came together and done a big, big show?
Right.
In the middle of the summertime. Now, what could that be called? What would be a good name for that? Maybe they could have that like in Las Vegas, or maybe they could have like three different companies. Maybe they could have Ubisoft and Sony and Microsoft. Maybe they could call it E3.
Perhaps.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? That'd be a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, let's give that to somebody.
All right.
Coming out very, very soon, and I see the trailers and all the bits and pieces are already up on Amazon, but the Fallout show promo gives away 200 years worth of stuff, including 10,000 cans of corner beans. And Amazon is giving away protein powder, cans of beans, bug spray, and more. Giving that the upcoming Fallout TV series airs on Prime Video, everyone always expected there to be a cross-promotional effort with Amazon Prime, and now we know what that is. Amazon has announced a 200 years of free stuff giveaway campaign where people can win many of the items they would need to survive in an apocalypse. All of it comes from Amazon. I wonder if they have a frying pan. You'd think that's the key thing for apocalypses. I don't think it's on the list. Amazon is giving away two prize packs, the first of which, the Vault Dweller Pack, comes with what a person might need if they want to live underground for a long time. This includes a 75-inch Samsung TV and a lot of batteries. A record player, an Ames lounge chair, canned caviar, 900 bottles of Nuka-Cola, 10,000 cans of corn and beans, and no alcohol whatsoever.
But you get caviar, so...
Yeah, okay. The Wastelander Pack, meanwhile, is meant to help you if you are surviving above ground and in the world. And it includes a weightlifting set, a green egg grill, a Yeti cooler, 250 tubs of protein powder, and 300 cans of bug spray.
Oh, my.
So, everything you need for living underground and overground, check it out at Amazon. The new show looks really good, actually. It looks good. So I'm looking forward to that. So there's that and the Borderlands stuff that's coming. So we're in for a treat with that sort of thing. Hopefully they aren't pathetic. As I mentioned earlier, Gear 6 could be teased this summer. Insiders claim at the Xbox Showcase, as we said, is in June. And we could potentially get information about Gear 6 this summer, according to the Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb. Well, real quick, I'll say I've heard some stuff might be happening with Gear 6 this summer. That's about as vague as you can get there, Jeff. Grubb said on a kind of funny Funny's Xbox show today, or yesterday, Microsoft has already confirmed that it will be having an Xbox showcase this summer, presenting games such as Avowed, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. And if the next Gears of War game is indeed coming, it's presumably to be teased at that showcase. That's a good guess, Jeff. However, Grubb clarified that plans could always change. Back in September, FTC documents were leaked about Xbox's plans for mid-generation console refresh, but Phil Spencer has come out to say that those plans were outdated and he needed a new t-shirt. Now, it's rumoured that Microsoft will be releasing a white, all-digital Xbox Series X. It's called the White Box. Gears 5 was released in 2019, and we really haven't heard that much about the next entry. However, Gears 6 is reportedly the Coalition's next game. Former studio boss Rod Ferguson explained that he wrote the story synopsis for it before he left to become general manager of Diablo. However, he also jokingly said that the Coalition probably used it as toilet paper and threw it out, indicating that he doesn't know if that was the direction the next game ended up going. So, Gears, we all love some Gears. We're ready for some Gears again.
Right.
Thalwale, get on Gears. So, that's all a lot of stuff about nothing. Oh, that's about it. You know, there's loads of other stuff out there, but, you know, there's PS5 Spider-Man Slims and stuff about Zelda and stuff about Naruto and stuff like that there. But sure, yeah. But there are new games coming out. And Kevin, you're going to tell us about those new games.
I am. Alrighty. Unit releases for April 7th through the 14th are Botany Manor for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on April 9th. I have no idea what that's about. I'm assuming it's some sort of gardening thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Children of the Sun for PC on April 9th. Gigantic Rampage Edition, which I thought this game had closed down years ago, but apparently not. But it'll be out for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 9th. I really did. I thought Gigantic had, like, folded up shop, but I guess not. Inkbound for the PC, April 9th. One that I'm really looking forward to. Not really. House Flipper 2.
That's like you're moving house, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, furniture.
Like redoing the house, yeah. No thanks. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, April 10th. Let's Revolution, shall we? PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on April 11th. And last, but certainly not least, we have Slave Zero X for the Switch on April 11th.
There you go. There's stuff in there. Nothing terribly big.
Exciting, yeah.
But sure, there's stuff in there. It's not Helldivers. Right.
No Helldivers.
Helldivers, you've not played Helldivers?
I have not started. I keep thinking about it, but I have yet to actually pull the trigger on Helldivers, but I kind of want to. But the whole friendly fire thing kind of throws me off because I know I'm going to be guilty of that so bad.
Here's very good. Here's very good. Here a lot of people.
Maybe in the next Steam sale, it'll be a little cheaper. Maybe I'll pick it up then. Of course, by then, nobody will be playing it. So
yeah, so you buy it and then we get it free. So that's the way it works.
Right.
Yeah. So through the week, you guys were playing Halo and other bits and pieces, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, Final Friday kind of fell flat because Mark wasn't feeling good and none of us showed up. So.
Okay, well, he did really well then. Sorry, would you move your head to the left just a sec? Oh, there's a nice bottle of Jack Daniels with a cup on top of it there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Get stuck.
Although that one's empty because I already drank it. But I have more. So.
I love it. Yep. Oh, I love it. Nah, it's funny. I was in the office last night. I was getting a bottle of wine. I wanted a nice bottle of red. And then picking up this. It's fruity. It's a yellowtail jammy ramiru. It's not the most expensive, but I was at the counter looking at the hard liquor. I'm going,
right.
Ah, no. I have whiskey. A nice whiskey at home. I thought, no, I'll stay away from Captain Morgan. Stay away from the Tito's vodka there. And I did. I was a good boy. And look at that. I've still got mine
there. Bamboo. If you want some bamboo.
Oh.
I know.
It's good stuff. It's the old bamboo. It's good stuff. It's funny. I when the power cut came on last night, I came out here to unplug stuff again. The power came off, and I thought, well, no, I'm just going to unplug everything so it doesn't come on middle of the night. And I came out with a lamp, and I came across, I was over here, over behind me, and up on the shelf there is a Speed Vegas leaflet.
Uh-huh.
And I started smiling because it was about this time last year we were all getting ready for that. And yep. I sent Greg a message last night to say, Greg, hey, just came out, da da da, lamp, blah, 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 came across this. I says, like, I got to say, thinking back, that was 4 or 5 days, some of the best days of my life I had that trip. And he came back saying the exact same thing again. So it was epic, and it just made me smile last night. But anyway, you will be hopefully haloing on Fatal Fridays. 8 o'clock.
We'll be doing something.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, yeah. Wednesday night, you'll be doing something. And if you see Kim, Greg, Mark, or any of the guys on, please come and join in with them. I will be streaming. I am not sure this week when it is. I may do some short. I'm going to do some admin tomorrow on the website, I think, and deciding what I'm going to do, some video editing. Probably stream on Tuesday, a short stream on Tuesday. And then when Judith comes back, it'll either be Thursday or Friday, I'm not sure. But Tuesday night is open practice night. Thursday night, we are doing an hour and a half, 1.5 hours on the Green Hell. It's going to scare the crap out of my little old people. I've just started them on these 90-minute races. And without a toilet break in 90 minutes, it's hard going. Look, good week ahead. There's lots of going on. So if you see us online, jump in. If you want to hear more about racing or get involved in that, you contact me as well. So you can email the show, ocpodcast@gmail.com, because I haven't got the other one working. You can tweet us @oc_podcast. The Facebook is fb.ocpod.com if you want to complain about the episode number. And you can leave a review and subscribe there. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone whatsoever. If the hat fits, you wear it. Kim, would you like to say goodbye, hello to anybody?
Yeah, the Shatter's in the chat. We have Lord, who just showed up. Boomer is in there, and CP Matthews.
Oh, so
thank
Lord.
You guys for... He just got in here just a little bit ago.
Good.
So thank you, guys.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. So.
Well, again, happy birthday to Colin.
Right.
Mark, I hope your tooth is feeling better soon. Nice dentures. Just stick them in, get that denture cream, and pop them in there, and you'll be absolutely flying with that. And
there you go.
To everybody with kids... Easter is over. Most of the kids go back to school tomorrow. Yeehaw! Enjoy.
Right.
And we will see you all this time next week. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Remember that if you're on YouTube or Twitch, hit like and subscribe. I would be lovely to hit that thumbs up. And we'll catch you next time with a bigger crowd. So, goodbye. See yous.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
So the button that I press is this one.